probably is too early to start drinking on the weekends.
Lunch on Friday.
Lunch is kind of late. You know, I used to work, so I've done different morning shows. I did a television morning show many years ago, and I've done radio morning shows. And radio morning shows are over like by 10 a.m., you're done. Mm-hmm. And I've had like groups of people leaving a radio station being like, come on, we're going to get some brunch and mimosas. And they start drinking then. Mm-hmm. And then the TV show I worked at, same thing. Like it was a morning TV show, and then we would like prep for the next week, and we were done by like noon. So the anchors would get off at 10, they'd go to the bar, and then as people would get done with work, by around like noon 30, we would all be at the bar on Friday, just wasted. Mm-hmm. Is that too early to be drinking on the weekend?
Salespeople, I think they start Thursday, because we would go to lunch sometimes at one station that we used to work at, and we would go to lunch with people on Thursday. Salespeople and production people, they would start drinking on Thursday.
For the weekend.
For the weekend.
They were drinking for the weekend.
Yeah, and then if you go to lunch with them on Friday, you know they're drinking.
Right, because they started yesterday.
They started, and they're building up. And like in TV and radio stations, they have bottles in their office.
Oh, that's right. Right. They start at work.
Right, so you'll never meet a salesperson at a TV or radio station that's not getting their drink on by Thursday or Friday.
Well, a new survey, 26% of people said that it's okay to start drinking sometime between 1 and 4 on Friday. I guess that's a regular happy hour time, you know, 1 and 4. 23% said you got to wait until 5 p.m. because that's pretty much when your day is done. Like, you can go straight from work and start drinking Friday night and then drink until Sunday. 16% said it's okay to start drinking at noon, which is what we did at the TV station. Mm-hmm. And 10% said 10 in the morning or earlier, like we did at the radio.
I think that's a little bit too early. I mean, if you're drinking at that, you need to go to a meeting. If you're drinking on Friday at 10 o'clock, you need to get some chips in your life, because that's a little bit too early.
Doesn't depend what you're drinking. I mean, if you're drinking Friday at 10 a.m. and you're having a mimosa, you know what I mean? Or like a Bloody Mary. What's wrong with that? I mean, if you're downing shots of Jägermeister at 10 a.m. on a Friday, yes, maybe you have a little bit of an issue.
Well, I think it's still a problem, because you're not at home at 10 o'clock on Friday. So you're still going to have to find your way home. So if you live in the South, then you're going to have to drive yourself home. If you live...
No, you take an Uber or a cab.
Mm-hmm. Because that's what you do.
I guess because it's, you know, here in New York City, we don't think about that sort of thing, because you can always take a subway or a cab home.
Right.
You know, so we're happy to start drinking at 10 a.m. on a Friday.
Right.
Because I don't have to drink and drive.
Well, the problem is with us is then we're going to have to get an Uber, but then you got to wake up on Saturday and figure out how to go get your car. And try to remember where your car is. And first you're going to freak out, because you're going to think somebody stole your car. When you go outside, oh crap, somebody, oh no, I left it somewhere. Oh great, which bar did I leave it at? So it's a whole thing. You're spending your whole Saturday just finding your car. It's like a scavenger hunt. So yeah, then you're looking back at your phone to see who you called, Uber, Lyft. That's a problem with having one. That's too many ride sharing places, because you don't know which one you called.
I guess if you're a real professional drinker, you just know to leave your car at work, Uber to the bar, Uber home, and then you Uber back to work Monday morning.
Mm-hmm.
That's a real pro.